Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good start.
Yeah.
Well, don't go thanks, William. It's nothing to do with me. Or were you being genuine? Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just not used to that.
Yeah, I used to. Don't half get little digs in at each other. You're like a fucking married couple. Right. Hello and welcome to Help I Sex with My Boss. Are you two okay? William and Ben have been bickering all morning. It's not been a great start. We got locked out of our studio, the gin's been nicked, and Ben's computer's just crashed.
Other than that, it's a classic episode.
This is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like, should you ever steal someone else's joke? It's a bit of an old reference. And, is football coming home?
Ugh.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more Gucci, you're more Goopot.
Very good.
Excellent. Well, credit to Jodie for that one. Well done, Jodie. That was excellent.
Let's have our signature drink that we have at the start of every episode.
Yes. Would you like to do the Debonair?
I will do the Debonair. Oh, that was the gin.
Ooh, double.
It's the gin as well. Please, can we go back to making them arse jokes?
Maybe for Christmas.
Okay.
I'll allow it at Christmas. If we can get to Christmas.
Don't pour that much gin. Just put that one in.
Okay. Gin and Debon. Oh, well, you need to. But that's just one part Debonair. I want two parts.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Be very strong. The Savoy Hotel measures of gin and Debonair, I believe, is one part gin, one part Debonair. So there's more gin in it than Debonair. That's very strong.
I always say I do two parts gin, two parts Debonair.
Well, that's just a larger drink. That's the Savoy measures.
Because it's meant to be one part gin, two parts Debonair, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just do double for both.
But one part gin, what? Okay, don't worry. I could be here all year.
I would like to toast to England, the Three Lions, wishing them luck in the World Cup.
Oh, are there just three of them going?
No, it's the nickname, isn't it?
Okay. To
the England men's football team.
England men's football team.
Bring it home, boys. And get on.
Oh, all the men in England. Oh, that's nice.
Does have a cake. As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss.
Or TikTok.
Or TikTok. Can you do it on TikTok now?
You can message us. I don't know if anyone will reply. No, okay. Apparently no one will.
You can't message.
Oh, you can't message.
Right, so shut up then.
Sorry.
Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply. This man here will reply to your letter with a handwritten one. The address is on the website, sexedmyboss.com.
Provided you put a return address.
Providing you put a return address.
And also that I can read it.
And that you can read it.
I know my handwriting isn't great, but it's doing pretty good things in comparison to some of the correspondence.
Wow, okay.
Just want to say.
How's your week been?
My week's been absolutely lovely, thank you.
Yeah?
How's yours been?
Yeah, good.
Other than the fact, in our episode at the start of November, we toasted my brother.
Yeah.
I'd like to withdraw the toast.
Why?
Because we then had a lovely weekend together celebrating his birthday, which I was going to directly after that recording. And James looked at me at breakfast the next day and said, looked at what I was wearing, which was a very similar outfit to the night before, but different shirt and a different jumper, but similar vibe. He said, oh, your style of dressing, it's very normcore.
Normcore.
And I said, what's normcore? So he Googled normcore to get the exact definition, and it's like a very average, unpretentious, bland style of dressing.
I'd take that. That's
bland.
It's not bland. It's just,
I don't think I dress in a bland
you've
way.
You've got a white shirt on and a half-sip. You look like you're about to do a shift in the office. That's pretty...
But this isn't... look at the way it fits. This is a bespoke shirt. It's not normcore, I would say, is sort of like a beige jumper. With like a sort
or a grey jumper.
Or a grey shacket. That sort of thing.
It's not a grey shacket. It's such a bit. I'm pretty numcore, whatever it's called.
I'm very
either black jeans or black chinos or navy blue chinos. Mm. And then it's very white shirt.
And a different shacket.
And the shackets are very navy blue, grey, blue, black. Yeah, very.
Mikey has quite a few shackets now, and I tried on, earlier on in the year, I tried on one of Mikey's shackets.
Did you try a shacket on?
And if I do up the top button, I look like Blofeld from James Bond. I might wear it next time. It's not a good look, but he looks very nice in it, so that's fine. So yeah, James, little bitch, normcore.
That's what brothers do, you give you shit.
Well, yes.
I met seeing my brothers the other week. We went for a meal and all it was just piss taking for 3 hours. Genuinely piss taking.
Well, that's nice. But did they insult you?
Had the cheek to say, we signed this autograph for my mate at work.
Autograph? Who's still doing autographs?
Well, apparently, our Brad's printed a picture off.
Is he selling these?
Knowing Bradley, probably, yeah.
Are they black market Jordan North signatures?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my very first luxury flatmate, Christian, years and years and years ago...
I never met him.
No.
Never met him.
Oh, he's lovely.
I don't know if he's real at that point.
No, he is real. He bizarrely, as a leaving gift, gave me a signed photograph of Amanda Holden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you still got that?
Yeah.
Have you got it up?
No, I haven't got it up. I don't know if that actually is Amanda Holden's signature. I have subsequently worked numerous times with Amanda Holden, being, of course, Heart FM's favourite etiquette expert. But I should take it in and... I should take it and ask her if that's her signature.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it was a time back in the day when I used to watch Britain's Got Talent, and that was the first one or two series. I still think Amanda's great, but I particularly liked her then.
Do you still have that Brie Van de Kamp one?
Yes, Marsha Cross.
Yeah.
Yes, that a huge one of Brie Van de Kamp from Desperate Housewives.
I've got a Burnley programme signed by Glenn Little.
Who's Glenn Little? Was he little and large?
He was a very tall winger. He used to play for Burnley and one of my favourite players. And I was walking home after the match to Tim Cronmars, and he got out of this fancy car and jumped into KFC. So I followed him to KFC and got to sign the programme. And he signed it with a little lottery pen. Have you ever met? Yeah, I met Andy Payton recently as well. Have you ever met
Andy Peters?
Andy Payton.
No, who's that?
Burnley forward. The Paddy and Predator.
The what?
That saying that out loud now sounds weird, but that's what they called him. It sounds weird, but he was called the Paddy and Predator.
The Paddy and Predator.
Paddyham's a part of Burnley.
I don't think that's a nickname has stood the test of time.
Although I think he told me recently he weren't from Paddyham, but he went to school in Paddyham. It's like an area of Burnley.
Is it like the Kensington of Burnley?
Yeah. And I met him recently, and they say don't meet your heroes, and he was really nice, but they called him the Paddy and Predator because he used to score like 20 goals a season.
Maybe we'll get him on for a bonus, ask him how he feels about that now.
It's a bit saying it out loud now. Any Burnley fans listening or watching this, they'll know him.
The Paddy and Predator.
Have you ever met any of your heroes? Because I met him and he was lovely. He told loads of great stories.
Well, Jordan, ask me who I had breakfast with last week.
Oh, who did you have breakfast with last week?
I've got photo evidence as well.
Who have you had breakfast with? That's you.
Yeah, zoom in.
Oh, my God! You had breakfast with Sean Dyche? Oh, my God.
Well, he was sitting on the table behind me.
Sean Dyche was sitting behind you?
Yes.
Why was that?
Of course, I did not notice.
Why didn't you go up to him and ask him to do a video?
Well, because I nearly did, and then I thought, hang on, he probably doesn't know anything about me or this podcast, and if I go up to him, sounding like I sound, and you sounding like how you sound.
Hey, what do you want? Oh, yeah, we'll just have a couple of coffees, please, and croissant.
If I walked up and said, oh, hello, I'm very good friends with Jordan North, it doesn't sound convincing. And if you don't know this podcast and know that we are very good friends, I thought he may not believe me.
Who's he? Oh, happy place, yeah. We'd won like 4 or 5 home games after that, so he could piss off.
As if you were... Who was you at breakfast with?
Daryl. And it was Daryl who noticed, who and you used to live with.
Who's that? Oh, that looks like a chief executive of a very well-known football club.
I don't think it was. He was in shorts. I made a comment that it was shorts in November and I didn't...
Where was it you were having?
180.
He was in one... He was in a private members club.
Yeah, oh, your sort. You're all the same.
Sean, that... Oh, class. That's great.
Of course, I didn't notice and Daryl suddenly went, don't move.
You're not allowed pictures in there.
No, that was an illegal photograph.
I'm going to make... Oh, I'd love it if your membership got revoked. I'd absolutely love it. They're really strict about taking pictures in there.
Yeah.
So there you go. You met Sean Dyche.
I met Sean Dyche.
In a private members club.
Yes.
You could have got up and said hello.
Well, I know, but I, as I say, I was just convinced it wasn't going to sound convincing. But anyway, I hope you had a lovely time. I certainly did. Have you done any hoovering in the dark?
No, not yet.
Now, come on, I said this a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Ben stuck it on his... I just also want to make perfectly clear, when Ben on our Instagram put a video of him hoovering in the dark, that was Ben's floor and Ben's hoover. I don't endorse either the flooring or particularly the hoover.
Okay.
He didn't actually say whose hoover that was, but mine is much more luxury.
Okay, fair
enough. Just make that clear.
Right. Yeah, I've tried it, but I've still not...
Ben is looking...
It's mouth wide open. I've still not moved in yet, so I'm not...
No. I'm well, Lee, but do you not have a floor to hoover?
I'm in a halfway house at the moment.
I don't think you're in a halfway house.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
That's what, not what...
That's like... That's
sort of not quite prison.
Yeah.
Is a halfway house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, okay. Well, maybe... But
sharing a bunk with Smudge.
With the Paddy and Predator. Who...
Looking back, I can't believe we called him that. It weren't because of all like that. It's because he was a bloody good goal scorer.
Right. Mm. But why is a good goal scorer called a predator?
Because he was on the end of the box like a predator.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
So are you ready to move in? Are you? How's the house move going?
Yeah, we're getting there. But it's stressful, but getting there.
It's not like you to be stressed.
No, I know. But I've had a nice break, a lovely holiday.
So, oh, good.
Yeah.
Anywhere nice?
Skegness.
Skegness. Yeah, well, I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Yeah, I went skeggy for a couple of days.
That's why you've got that nice tan.
Before I went away, I didn't tell you, did I?
Mm.
I cheat. Don't ever
You
do
cheated?
This. Cheated on my barber.
Cheated on your barber?
Yeah, it's a mistake.
Okay.
Don't ever cheat on your barber.
You don't still go back up north for your haircut, do you?
Well, no, I go up to London.
Right. Oh, so back to where you used to live.
Yeah, where I used to live, which is a 40-minute tube.
Oh.
But because he's good. But the week before I was going away, he was away, and I needed to do it. You've got to have your haircut before you go on holiday. So I went to the one near my gym.
Right.
Christ. Like, he did a good job, but I'm very picky. He put a curve in my beard, which I hate.
A curve in your beard?
Yeah.
Where's the curve?
He made me look like a Lego man, right? And he boxed it off and stuff. He was really rough.
Oh?
Because he was really rough. It was over dead quick as well. I felt really dirty afterwards.
Was it more expensive, cheaper?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? So yeah. He was really rough.
Central London, not north, so.
No, and usually my normal barber puts a bit of talc on and some moisturiser because he knows I've got sensitive skin. This one was like chopping away. He's like bloody Sweeney Todd. Charged me £65 for the privilege.
£65?
£65 for a pissing haircut. I was £65. I usually only pay 20-odd. And back up north, before I moved down London, I think I paid £16-17 for an haircut.
£65 for...
And he didn't touch the top. I told him to leave top
what?
Alone. Yeah. 60, he seen me coming from a mile off. Dick Turpin wore a mask. £65.
And was this a name,
yeah,
as it were?
Yeah, it's quite a fancy one, to be fair. It was a chain, but still, £65. Well, it was 60, but I tipped him a fiver.
Oh, I feel you're paying that much. I wouldn't bother tipping.
No.
I give my lovely hairdresser, I give a bottle of something or a gift at Christmas, sort of in lieu of tips.
Do you not tip?
No, because they're being paid.
You're horrible.
I'm not horrible.
I always tip your barber. That's their one bit.
Yeah, but I don't have a barber. I have a hairdresser.
But always tip your hairdresser. They're on the feet all day. Anyway, So yeah. Also, I want to bring to your attention. So I've had a dodgy haircut on holiday, which is great. I look like a bloody Lego man.
I don't think you look bad.
In today's paper, at the time of recording, just wanted to bring this to William Hansen's attention. Blooming awful. Heston's boiling the bag dish ain't to my taste. Delia gets it all off her plate. It's a trendy cooking technique popularised by Heston Blumenthal.
Oh, was it?
And used by high-end restaurants. But Delia Smith says...
Delia Smith says.
I thought says is like the northern version.
No, it says.
Says?
Yeah.
I thought it says.
No, it says.
I thought says was like colloquial, common.
No, I can assure you it is says.
Is it says? Like...
Oh, yeah, Ben, but, don't sit on that fence.
It's like I say mecking instead of making, and people go, what's making?
Well, it is making.
Mecking. So is it says?
Says.
All right, you.
Sorry.
Delia Smith says sous vide, which is French for under vacuum, produces unappetizing grey lumps of meat or fish. And then it goes on to say, I did say to Heston, sous vide is boys' toys, isn't it? He said yes. It's very popular with big chefs, apparently.
Mm.
But she doesn't like sous vide. Sous vide is where food is placed in a bag and cooked in water at low temperature for hours, which chefs say cooks meat perfectly all the way through.
It does.
So Delia Smith is not a fan of the sous vide.
Well, that's fair enough. She's entitled to her opinion.
What are you going to say to that, William?
Well, Delia, if you're watching, if you're listening, you come over, I'll treat you to my soft pork, and you'll change your mind. That's all I'll say.
That sounds like you've just offered to have sex with Delia Smith.
She could be the one.
This man's for turning.
I sometimes find her chicken basque a little bit dry.
Oh, we started beef with Delia Smith. She's 81.
81?
Yeah.
Well.
Do you feel good now?
Let's be having her.
Feel good now about picking 81-year-old. For what it's worth.
Dame Delia Smith, I think it is.
Dame Delia Smith. The food you've met me in the sous vides.
Delia Smith taught me how to cook.
Did she?
Yes. Not personally, but through her cookery books. Oh. It gave me the foundations, and then I found sous vide.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I think it's very
nice. That was a lot to explain in your early days of cooking.
What?
Some of your dinner parties in Manchester weren't. I appreciate... Now you're great.
What do you mean, now I'm great?
Just saying. I don't want to just... I remember... walking on with Stuart, our executive producer once, who was back then just our friend.
Is this you making things up?
No, we just... I can't remember what it was cut. It was the... tuna? No.
I have never done tuna.
I'm joking. Or am I? You're a very good cook. Now.
I still need to have you over, and a few people messaged me, actually, and a couple of weeks ago, about coffee. When you're sort of back from all your other stuff, maybe before Christmas, maybe a Christmas special, we'll do it at mine, and I want to make you proper coffee, because I think you'll like it. I've changed my coffee. It's not that brand you don't like anymore. I want to do a whole how-to-do coffee guide.
I do properly. French blend roast 5.
Yeah, well, you have a... That's really, really strong.
That's how I like it, baby.
Yeah, well...
I feel really bad for saying your food was...
It's fine.
You came to mine and that bloody...
I think you're referring to a time in my life when I was at sort of the equivalent of doing chicken and chips for people when they come over for dinner.
I didn't do chicken and chips. I did griots.
It's chicken... That's the Greek for chicken and chips.
Oh, God. That's Burnley for...
Go away.
I am really into it at the moment, and I wondered if you are. It's come into my life. Marmite. I absolutely love it, right? I tried it once when I was about 15, and my dad had it on holiday. I thought it was disgusting, but now Marmite, and get on this, peanut butter.
Marmite and peanut butter
on toast. It's a thing. It's absolutely delicious.
And the producer loves it.
When I get in from work, I have a bit of Marmite and peanut butter on a cracker. Oh, it's changed my life.
On a cracker.
On a cracker. Yeah.
Do you have it on a Bath Oliver biscuit?
No, just a Jacob's cracker.
Does the producer want to say anything?
The address is on the website for any
PRs. The producer would like to stress that if the Marmite PR are listening, the address is on the website, sexedinmyboss.com.
I'm proper into it. It's great. I'm like, you've got to... it's on toast with butter. And then somebody messaged me saying, have it on a crumpet. Right? And I've ever seen the Danny Dyer meme. He's like, get on fucking crumpet, boy. And you want all that. You want the butter. And you want to lash into more. And it's absolutely delicious.
Right.
Try it. Have you never had it?
No, I probably have, but
no,
it's
get
not...
it. It's very you, very British. I can imagine you and Mikey having Marmite on toasted mornings.
Right.
Do you like marmalade?
Yes, but that's not the same as Marmite.
Is marmalade just a jam?
It's orange jam, in effect.
Oh, is it?
And it always needs to be thick cut. Okay? Don't go for shredless. Always like it thick and cut.
Add an N into that and it describes our producer. Wait till he clicks on. Thick cut, add an N into... Yeah. Also, I don't like marmalade.
Thick cutner.
I don't like marmalade, but what was the one I was really into?
Lemon curd.
Oh, it was lemon curd, but it wasn't lemon curd. It was...
passion fruit curd.
Passion fruit curd. Do you remember when I was really into that?
Yes. Is that? Did you have that when we went for tea? Can you remember when we went for afternoon tea together?
Yeah, I loved it.
That was fun.
It's my ADHD again, getting really into Marmite and stuff.
Mm. Could you put Marmite in Ready Breck?
Oh, because I have peanut butter in Ready Breck.
Have both.
Oh, right. By the way,
yeah,
definitely have peanut butter in Ready Breck. It's absolutely delicious. I'm going to try that. Genius. Well done, sir.
Well, it's technically Ben's, but...
Marmite is my thing.
Finally, just before we go on to your joke of the week, should we talk about last week when you managed to break into the studio?
I just... People say I've changed and I'm Jordan South, but hey, right? Don't ever underestimate this guy. Tell everyone what happened.
For a bit of context, we had finished. The producer, characteristically, couldn't wait to leave the studio after the recording. Had to rush off. Threw me the key and went, lock up. Stick the key under the door when you're finished.
We were faffing, right?
We were faffing. The talent was clearing up the studio and, you know, doing all the jobs that, you know, we shouldn't be doing. And anyway, so producer goes, we lock up. Key under door, we go downstairs, we have a little chat. You featured on my Be Real at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Most bloody popular Be Real I've done with my seven friends.
Oh, is it?
Don't think I didn't notice friends on Be Real that you all reacted, which I have now got rid of, by the way.
What?
I've got rid of. So all those people that are now adding me since talking about my Be Real a couple of weeks ago, that's boring.
Okay.
Just go away. Can't be bothered.
All right.
And so, yeah, you can add me all you like. You're not going to get added back.
Tell the pissy stuff. You don't have to go around some bloody roundabouts, you. Christ.
So I go. I leave. I am only halfway down the road and you phone me. I'm actually on the phone to someone else and you phone me. And you go, I've left my bag in studio.
It weren't my bag. I'd left my headphones and my fags.
Right. Well, you've left something in the studio. How do I get in? I was like, well, the key's under the door and Ben's on a train. You apparently had also phoned Ben saying, could you come back? I mean, he was on a train. I don't quite know how you thought Ben was going to come back.
I went to reception and said, I've got a spare key. Like, no. So you said it was under the door. So I just, in one of the signs here where we record it, you know, one of the signs that like, coffee and cake day on Monday. Just took the sign out of those little plastic holders.
Mm.
Got the paper. Just... put the paper under the door and swipe, the key came out. Gotta take the lad out of Burnley. And because of this, we were locked out of the studio this morning.
Yeah.
And the key was put in the postbox. And Ben was like, we're locked out, we might have to record here. And I went, it's only a postbox, I'll be able to get into that. No problem. I was actually gonna, and then somebody had a spare key, didn't they? I'm telling you, I'd be able to get into a postbox, no problem. Yeah. I once got locked out of my flat in North London, just used the old credit card trick.
Maybe we should do a TikTok of Jordan North's guide to petty crime.
Turn a lad out of Burnley.
Yeah. Just for any potential burglars listening, we don't ever normally keep the key under the
door.
No, we
don't.
That
fair.
Was a one-off.
That was a one-off.
And we won't be doing it again.
Yeah, and we've got alarms and stuff now.
We've got at maximum security. We've got a guard dog, Diego.
Yeah.
Diego's here. You'll get the rough edge of his tongue if you break in. What do you think would happen if Diego did catch someone in the act?
Oh, God. Oh, who are you? Oh, hello. Oh, I love your trousers. Oh, aren't you dark and mysterious wearing all black? It's very chic.
Do you know...
It's very chic, Mr. Burglar. Come on in. My daddy won't mind. All the jewellery's in the back. It's in that room there. Just help yourself. Oh, can I hump your leg in a minute?
Oh, haven't you got light fingers?
Oh.
What... Did you know?
I say, come on in, come on in. Oh, I'm not bothered. It's a shithole here anyway.
One of our G&D was James.
Sorry, that was harsh. I wasn't saying your flat was a club.
One of our G&D was James, not my brother, James Dickinson, messaged me. He only just realised a couple of weeks ago that Diego is a dog. He thought Diego was the sound engineer.
Diego is Ben's dog.
He was a whippet.
A whippet. He's usually,
farting and...
Yeah, you smell him before you can see him.
Yeah, he's very cute, though. Anyway.
Right. Joke time.
Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Cue the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Cha-cha-cha! Okay, I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn, you know, because I've just got back off holiday. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. It's now time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn. You know, it's been on holiday.
Mm.
It doesn't cure it, but it keeps the sheets off my legs at night. You know?
It's funny.
I once dropped a Viagra in my tea, my cup of tea. Yeah. Didn't get an hard on, but my biscuit won't go soft.
You're funny.
Anyway, they ever tell me dad? I don't know if I could say this. Oh, sack it. They ever tell me my dad used to sell Viagras in my local pub?
No, you want to say this?
Fine. So my dad used to work abroad.
Yes.
Yeah, and Viagra was like over the counter then. So he used to work, and in pub we used to go to. He used to always bring it back and. He used to sell it to all my mates' dads as well. Mm. So, you know, like some people go abroad and do a fag or beer run. My dad used to do a Viagra run. So people used to text me going, when's your dad back? I'm like, a couple of weeks, like, will you get getting to get some Viagra? So he used to put them selling me pub.
And I've obviously, I don't have any...
It was all above board. They weren't like, because now it's, because you used to have to go to doctors, now you can get it over the counter. Can
we
ago.
And Viagra, is it does exactly what we think it does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it makes you last longer and just makes it...
Right.
I've never took one, to be fair.
Have you not? Maybe do it for a bonus.
What, me on Viagra?
Putting the boner in bonus.
Have you ever had one?
What? A boner? Viagra? No, I haven't.
Choked on one once.
Choked on a...
Viagra.
Okay.
Got a stiff neck. Have you ever heard that? Anyway.
That's funny.
Come on.
Okay, let's go to the listeners' questions. This one is from Duncan. Hello, Duncan. Hello, William and Jordan. I was just talking to a friend about a recent hookup. We have such a sophisticated listenership. And something awkward happened. While we were getting ready to start the deed, he decided to put on some music. The music made me laugh so much, I got distracted and lost the mood. Ironic, he needs Viagra. I was greeted by Troy Sivan's Bloom, which is a song about receiving for the first time. Brackets, I'll keep it classy, William.
Is that what that song's about?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay.
Hence my question, what is the etiquette of playing music during sex? I know some people have a sex playlist, but it just doesn't do it for me. How do you politely tell someone their sex music is doing the opposite of what it's supposed to be doing? Thank you in advance. I don't have sex music.
Do you not?
No, not even the cast recording of Mary Poppins.
Oh, do you listen to Mary Poppins?
No, of course I don't!
Yeah. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Don't ruin it.
I don't know. It's a tricky one. I think you just say
if the music doesn't matter. But it's the same. I think it's the same as if you.
I think
if you live with someone, whether that's romantically, you share a flat, whatever, and they put on music and you don't like it. If it's in a shared environment, it's not your own room. For it's not their own room. Then you just say, I don't really like your music.
I've
It's quite worrying that you had that to hand.
I've got my own playlist.
Black is this your sex playlist?
For those of you who didn't see, I just put my finger in William's mouth.
Thank God it was my mouth. Is that a sex playlist in the same position?
I haven't got a sex playlist.
Is it? Is like you don't have a hidden folder?
Like, I do not have a...
Oh, no, don't. This gives me flashbacks.
Anyway, if it's not doing it for you, just say, Duncan.
Jordan can't stop it.
It's not working.
Once
you
get Jordan started, you can't stop him.
If it's not working for you, just say, can we turn music off? Just put it on.
It's making my baguette more like a blancmange.
Did I ever tell you this? And I don't know if I want to put this on. Let me...
Go and say it.
It was once brought to my attention.
Yes.
Okay.
By who?
Don't matter. But there's an amateur porn video.
Yes.
That a couple of people have brought to my attention, actually. Right. And in the background...
Yes.
...was me on the radio. I'm not even joking. Back when I was on Sunday mornings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They were knocking off as well.
It was a very... You can actually hear my voice.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're at it, and Radio 1 on in the background. It's very weird, but also... Wow, you're doing all right for yourself, moment.
Yeah, you have a powerful effect on people.
Do you think many people listen to this podcast whilst having sex?
I hope not.
If you're having sex now, good. Keep going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Anyway, Duncan, in answer to your question, just say, can you turn that off, please? You're not doing it for me.
No. Yeah. I think that, yeah, just be honest. Honesty in any relationship, whether it's fleeting or long-term, is always good.
Who's next?
This next one is from Anonymous. I've loved listening to other G&D Diva's problems and hearing your responses, but until now I've never had need to seek help with an unusual problem. COVID killed my marriage, and I know a F-ton of other people are in the same boat. I thought I was settled. I'd found a bloke I could pin my future on and grow old with. But alas, strange times equaled strange behaviour. And once things started getting back to a new normal, we didn't. And at the ripe old age of 40-something, I find myself single again. Not wanting to drive myself to the orthopaedic ward in the future, I realised I've got to get back out into the dating world, and therein lies my problem. Many years ago, I was involved in an accident which resulted in a lot of operations. To date, 14. Wow.
Wow.
Thankfully, all successful, and if you met me fully clothed, you wouldn't have a clue. But unclothed is a different story. Do you know what a really bad facelift looks like? Tightly pinched in features and extremely large kipper lips. Well, welcome to my undercarriage. Thanks to the likes of Naked Attraction and so, I've become really aware of how unusual I look down there. Multiple skin and muscle grafts have given me a thigh gap that supermodels would die for, but has exposed more than is the norm. Believe me, it has its upsides, sensitivity-wise, wink. Thank you. But also makes me extremely nervous about getting naked with someone new. So my question is, do I just down trousers and hope all is good, or do I mention beforehand the overexposure and its plus side? Thanks a lot in advance. Love you both. Anonymous.
Oh, this is a tough one, isn't it? I think, again, we probably say this a lot, but it's probably worse in your head than what it actually is. And that is easy for us to say, I know.
But... Yes. There is perhaps, in any walk of life, there is perhaps too much pressure in the dating world to have sex on date one or two. Mm. The old rule in England was that, sort of, or in Britain, that it sort of sex was date three onwards. If not, well, I mean, the really old rule was you waited until marriage.
Third base, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Third date, yeah, third date.
Yeah, but if you're going on a third date tonight or you're about to plan a third date, I don't think that anymore means that oh, well, there is an expectation that you have to have sex. To have sex, you have to have some sort of emotional connection with someone. So don't feel pressured. Go at your own time. And I would probably build up, regardless of any of your issues, Anonymous, or your own issues in your head, because I don't really think it's an issue. Really, it shouldn't be. I would just get to know them better. And then when you're ready, it just happens. And if they have a problem with it, that's a reflection on them, not you.
Yeah, judge the situation. Maybe tell them before if it's the right time. If not, don't tell them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely reflects them more than you. And please, please try not to get yourself in knots about it. Honestly, please.
Yeah, it's probably worse in your own head than it is. And we've all got funny old bodies.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. If you meet the right person who loves you for you, they will not be bothered about that at all, one little bit, one tiny percent.
Yeah. This is from Katie. Hello, William and Jordan, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I'm hoping you can help settle a reoccurring discussion between my partner and me. I hope I got that right. The thought of William correcting my grammar is making me break out in a sweat.
Is it partner and I?
No, it's partner and me.
Oh, is it? I can't keep
in
up.
That instance.
You've changed the goalposts.
No, that's, I don't do anything with grammar. And I'll be honest, sometimes I do occasionally get the grammar wrong, but we just brush over it. My partner says, our bed should be made with a sheet between us and the duvet, whereas I say the duvet is enough and having a sheet is an unnecessary step to making the bed. It's extremely annoying as it just gets...
What?
Well, let me finish the letter, okay, and then I'll explain. It's extremely annoying as it just gets caught up in my legs or shoved to the bottom of the bed during the night. I think it's either a very American way to make a bed or an old-fashioned British way done to keep people warm before central heating. He, on the other hand, thinks it's proper and says most people make their beds this way. I, of course, think I'm right and most people these days don't use a sheet. I would like to settle this once and for all, so please, which is the correct way to make the bed? Merci beaucoup, Kate.
Kate, don't use a sheet. I've never heard of that in my life. You should use a duvet and maybe have a blanket in winter on top of the duvet.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm very particular about my bed making.
Are you? Mm. Tell me, before I give my answer to Katie, tell me how you make your bed.
I don't do it the Scandi way anymore.
You've left your Scandi phase.
I do it, got to get my cushions right and stuff.
Yeah, but that's decoration.
Fold the duvet over, get the blanket on. Yeah, I'm very particular about it. Can't leave the house until it's done proper.
Properly.
Piss off. So what's this sheet thing then?
So it's in effect, it's Katie, your partner is sort of right, I have to say, but I have a condition, so don't panic, I'm not completely taking his side. It's sort of going back to sort of sheets and eiderdowns, where you would have, obviously you have your either fitted sheet or a flat sheet on top of the mattress, then goes you, mm-hmm. You with me? And then you would have a large flat sheet, but you would sort of tuck that sheet into the bed a bit, so that Kate's issue with the sheet is that it rucks down. Well, if it's properly tucked in with hospital corners, it won't do that. And then you would have the duvet or quilt or eiderdown.
I've never heard of that in my life.
On top. So,
actually, I think in really fancy hotels you do
exactly.
That, don't they?
If they're doing sheets, then that's what you would do. It's quite old-fashioned. My grandmother used to do beds that way, and there was a time when I think I was 8, and I came home and told my parents that actually I didn't want a duvet, I wanted sheets like at Gran and Grandad's. So my bed was then done with sheets and an eiderdown.
Did you ever have, like, Power Rangers duvets or anything?
No.
Did you not have, like, I had Burnley bedding until I was about 21. I did, even at uni. Did you have Burnley bedding curtains? Did you not have Power Rangers?
No.
Or Thomas the Tank Engine?
No.
Thunderbirds?
Not
Spider-Man?
No.
What did you have?
Spider-Man bedding now. What?
Oh, yeah, God, yeah.
No. I think I just had plain, like, blue stripe. I might have had, like, age 4, I might have had, like, sort of jungle animals.
I had typical teenager's room, and I bet many people relate to this. We had, like, mum decorated my room when I come back from uni, took all my posters down, and we got some nice bedding, like a grey bedding. Yeah. And
right.
Everyone had the... Like, it was like a grey striped bed, and it was really nice. She got lamps, she did really nice, new carpet. And everyone had these in, like, the 2010s. I had those canvas pictures on the wall.
Of New York.
Of New York. Yeah. And those guys having their lunch on the...
On the
yellow taxi. You got them from B&M Bargains, or Own Bargains. There's, like, a black and white picture, and it's just a yellow taxi in it. Anyway.
Nice. But Katie, although duvets without the sheet are the more... contemporary way of doing a bed, and even I can remember years ago there was a big news story that at Windsor Castle the late Queen's guest beds switched from sheets to just duvets.
So it would be sheet and duvet?
No, well, I don't know what it is now in the new regime, but certainly latterly at Windsor Castle guest bedding was just duvets. Duvets are the more contemporary. They came in, they're technically a bit continental, but they have been widely accepted in Britain. But I would say what is correct in this instance, Katie, is whatever you and your partner agree together. And if you don't like it, you should tell your partner that. And maybe one week you have it with the cheat and the next week you have it your way if you really can't decide.
Katie, it sounds like going out with a straight version of William Hansen.
Let's put it this way, Katie. I don't have that sheet. We only have a sheet in the summer when we take the duvet off.
He sounds high maintenance.
He sounds like a keeper.
Yeah. Sounds like. Yeah. Does he use a sous vide to cook? And does he hoover in the dark? And does he hate Pledge?
What? That's an old one to bring
well,
up.
Well, it's because my mum always, when my mum always asks about you, she always does that impression.
I just don't like aerosol.
Pledge on your shoes. That's what Wendy does every time she goes, how's William? I go, all right. And then I'm waiting for it. She goes, Pledge on your shoes. Is that a new...
Has Jordan announced that he put Pledge on his shoes?
Pledge! I'm like, all right, mum, fuck's sake, I heard it. On your shoes! Oh, he does crap me up.
Oh, can you record Wendy doing that,
yeah,
please? That would be hilarious.
Every time I ring her, Pledge! I'm like, mum, please, get another saying. Oh. On your shoes!
You know, obviously, the little-known television programme that you once appeared on it has come back now in its new series. Oh, if my... Talking of mothers, my mother would say, oh... I'll enjoy it this year because Jordan's not on it. It was like having your own child do it.
Oh,
I just couldn't. I couldn't. If he then didn't get enough airtime, I was worried. If he was doing a trial, I was worried. And she loves that programme. She's watched it since the start. I just couldn't relax.
Bless her.
I was like, yeah,
that's
I know.
So
yeah,
sweet.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my brother told me recently he hated it. My little brother, Brad, he was like, he said I was so anxious every night.
We loved it. Ben and I loved it. Yeah.
Anyway. 2 years ago, that were.
Was it?
2 years.
Gosh, how time flies.
2 years ago.
Still going on about
Never
it.
Never again.
Well, shall we? I think that's it. What a nice... We've had sex music, we've had how to make a bed, and we've had bodily insecurities.
We've had it all.
It's a broad church.
I'm a podcast host. Get me out of here.
Well, read the ending bit
oh,
of the script.
Sugar, yeah. Oh, can you not do it?
Okay.
Oh. You read so much nicely. That was the worst grammar ever, even for me.
I read nice like.
Oh, I'll do it. You can send your anonymous admittals. No, I don't.
You can send your anonymous admittals to help at sexedmyboss.com. You can tweet us, follow us, send us a message on Instagram or TikTok. We're at sexedmyboss. Or you can write to me and I'll promise you a handwritten reply on my own letterheaded correspondence card. The address is on the website, sexedmyboss.com.
We'll see you on Friday.
Goodbye.
For our bonus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.